A good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Okay, so we're on Daf Kuf Lamed. What we've been speaking about is the need for the relationship with Hashem to be exclusive, the same as in marriage, not to have any other outside influences, desires. They avoid a kashem mod. This is not something that's posh. We live in a world that is, before it used to be just, you know, how to give your kids, how to keep the street, and how to keep your kids off the street. Today you have to work out how to give your kids to deal with the street, because the street's everywhere. You can't run away from the street. The streets, the influences from the outside world are everywhere. You can't avoid them. Therefore, one has to learn to meet more dead with it. We said that the only clue that we have left today, and we'll see that much more in the next chapter. In the next chapter, he's going to build it and develop that very important piece. We'll see is and something that we're very confused about. Mr. Shum will get there. You'll see it's a whole paradigm shift. But the bottom line is we need to start taking some stock of who we really are, what we enjoy, what we don't enjoy. And get in touch with the mere fact that we're different. And to get in touch with that difference, what makes us different, instead of focusing all the time on what makes us the same as Lo Umas HaOlam. So I'm right at the bottom of the daf, and he says like this: Keshen Esuin Chayv Liyos Benoy Al Ava Al Regesh Val Kirve Ishit. The relationship in a marriage is built on three things. Love, ava, whatever that means, regesh, feelings, emotions, well, kirve ishit, and personal closeness, personal warmth. Yudi she'enu chash bo'is ava, yudi she'enu moida lekesha shish elohim bo'ir olam. Somebody doesn't feel that love, and somebody doesn't acknowledge the personal relationship that he has with the Boira Oilam. Gamim Ya says, Kola mitzvahs b'shleimus. Yeah, this is the beginnings of a major paradigm shift. And we'll see this in the Gemara. This is not chidushim, but in the world we live in, this is very unusual, this. And it has a lot to do with the influence of the Greeks on us. We'll see. Well, even if he's doing all the mitzvahs, b'shleimus, alul hu la'bed es mahusa chayim. He could lose the essence of his whole life. You have a guy, listen carefully what we're saying here. This is radical. If a person is keeping all the mitzvahs b'shleimus, and yet the purpose, the essence of his life went to waste. Unbelievable. What does that mean? I can't understand what he's talking about. Only when a person acknowledges, understands clearly for himself. Ki ein lanu moko achela sogas tainug emes milvad doidi veroi. Only when a person recognizes and sees and knows be'emet that the only way you can have true pleasure in this world, yeah, is only from the relationship he has with Hashem. Doidi v'roi, ashechikum ent mamtakim, rak az noichal letzu kesha, ishi im bo'ira oilam, ulatzit b'libeinu eshal heves ha'ava. It's not a way to start the week, but it's the first day after Hanukkah, kind of, you know, and this is exactly what the Greeks try to destroy. And this has to be built and understood. The law, what we're saying here, he's saying is unbelievable. Kuf Lamed. Shalevis Ava, are you in the English? Okay, if I translate wrong, tell me. Not that that's the best translation in the world, but it's good. So that's the vote. The vote is a person could be keeping all the mitzvahs b'shleimus. You have to hold on to this. We're going to thresh this out in the next chapter, what that means. Even if he's keeping all the mitzvahs b'shleimus, but if he doesn't understand about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he doesn't understand that this is all about a kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is about connecting somehow to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it could be that a lot of his life was wasted. He'll get schar for the mitzvahs. We're not talking about schar v'onesh now. We're talking about the kesher, the relationship, whatever that means. העניין דויים אלה בני זוג, שאינו מושלומים ובעצם אינו מתפקד בצורה יעילה. You have a couple who, the house, you know, they don't run the house so well, they're not mushlam, the house is not running the best possible way. Abal einu mefanes kareis mishpochtoi, he's not, the husband's not being mefanes the family the way he should. Vilayish einu doeges karei loichul lekfisa leftkid babayit, she doesn't know how to run a house properly, the house is a balagan, whatever, the food's never really on time, it's burnt. She does whatever, the kids go out with dirty clothes. It's a balagan. The house is just not kol kach functioning properly. There's just nothing. The house is a mess. The kids do whatever they want. You know, the local. This couple have one thing that overrides all the lacks. Shereres b'neim ava v'achva. This couple love each other. The unbelievable love between each other. They're more and more happy. Ava wipes out all the sins. All the isaid and the balagan and the house, whatever. No, but it's a warm, loving home. The house carries on. There's no danger of this house falling apart. It's a mess, aval, and it's a balagan and whatever. You're not worried about this house disintegrating. The next door neighbors, bnei zug acherim, she'etzlam shorim shilaton v'seider. You have a house next door, tip top, you know, as they say in Hebrew, you know, fix. Mamash, you know, the place is well run. The kids are, you know, mamash, well taken together, put together. Everything's gevaldik. Hamoich shalet v'abayis metafked b'tzura mu'ula. You know, he's a hotshot businessman. She's a balabosta, you know, the best in the world. Aval ulam im alev chosa im ein sham ave ve'ein tikshoret chiyuvi b'neihem. But if that house is lacking love, if the relationship, the connection, the communication between them is not very positive, im chosarim esayika, they're lacking the ikka. And come to say the chas v'lila lemait v'cheshivas v'digtuk b'kol prat b'mais ha-mitzvahs. We're not coming here chas v'chalila. So just before we go in there, you have these two houses. Obviously, you'd like to have both, right? You'd have to have a well-ordered, well-run home with love and happiness and everything. For sure, that's the ideal. But if you could only choose one of those houses, where would you rather grow up? In a house that's a balagan and a mess, but there's warmth and love. In a house that's ma'od musudan, everything's in place and everything's done properly, but the atmosphere is vinegar. Where would you rather grow up? Where are you going to grow, raise healthier children? Obviously, neither of the houses are perfect. But you have to have seder and normalcy in a house. I'm not saying not. It's a marshal of the same two in the mitzvahs and the relationship. That's not the goal. Those of you Rav Taub, but that's not he's not a reform rabbi, chas v'chalila. Not coming to mamait the chashivas of doing the rotzon Hashem and keeping the mitzvahs in every diktuk and every understanding, for sure. But the diktuk and the mitzvahs and the keeping of the mitzvahs has to flow from the wellspring of love and a desire to keep the mitzvahs of Hashem b'shleimus. It first starts with feeling obligated. The Chovas HaLevava says, when you look at all the chesedim that Hashem does for you, it mechayves you. You meshubad. It mechayves you to do the rotzon Hashem. But there's a daga above that, and we'll see from the Gemara, there's a daga even before that, where you do the mitzvahs, al stava, rotzon, you want to mekayim the rotzon of Hashem. Because of Ava. Kachem pnei dorim bebayis yudi, v'kachem pnei dorim bekesha Ava, sh'ani yoytzim im boire kol olomois. That's the relationship we build with Hashem. If the relationship is chos, you're keeping all the mitzvahs, and that's gevaldik. That's a good thing, not saying not. Aval, it's chos de ikka. V'zuiz damnut sh'yani klano boiris barach b'doreinu. That's the unbelievable opportunity that Hashem's given this generation. V'yicholteinu lochiach sh'anu chafatzim bekesha nesuim imo. We here have an opportunity to prove to Hashem we want the relationship. It's not like when you're standing at the Kriyas Yamsuf and there's open miracles and everything at the Beis Hamikdash with 10 miracles every day, whatever. There you mochir, you want to be with Hashem, for sure. We're talking about now, when we're living in the shadow of the excrement of the donkey, like in the Lashon of the Gemara there. Rabbi Yossi says, let Mashiach come and I'll live in the shadow of his excrement, of his donkey. Yeah. We saw that. No, we saw that somewhere. We haven't seen it yet. I don't know where we are in the Sefer. Yeah, the Machlekas there. Who was it? Rav and Rav Yossi, I think. I can't remember who it was. It was Rav Yossi for sure. I don't know who the other one was. He said, let Mashiach come, but let me not live to see it. And Rav Yossi said, let him come and I'll live in the shadow of the excrement of his donkey. That's how low this generation before Mashiach is going to come. It's going to be like living in the shadow of the excrement of a donkey. We explained what that meant and what the Machlekas there was. I'm not going into that now. That's where we're holding now. That from that place you mochiach your dedication to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh wow, that's worth something. The Kalah wants the closeness to Hashem. And I only want the chos, I'm not interested in anything else. There's nothing else manyens me. Only what's got to do with my relationship with the chosin. When you start opening up these feelings of love, you start realizing, you start sensing that you have a kesha of ava with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He loves me. When you live with a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the Cheder Yichud, and I will betroth you to me forever. When you're putting on your tefillin in the morning and you're busy saying that while you're winding the straps around your fingers, think about what you're saying. There's a Kodesh Baruch Hu talking. Vada Novi. Betrothing. Be'emuna v'yedates Hashem. B'tzedek, b'mishpat, b'chesed, b'rachamim. That's our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'avram v'inu hu zeh ha'omed. V'toveh zois mitanu. You know who demands this from us? Avram Avinu. Hu makal kot kodenu. He's bashing us in our head. He's saying, wake up. K'v'yoch lo'im elane emes. Atem agishim ki'ilu atem abudim. You feel like you're lost. You're living in a world where nothing makes any sense. Ruchnius is mevaza from one end to the other. You can sit around from people for half an hour and you can hear 5,000 words of apikosis. You live in a world of mamash darkness, spiritual bankruptcy. Nachon, you feel lost. You feel abandoned. Ein lechem bumer. You have nothing. What are we gonna offer Hashem? You have to start from the beginning, like Adit says, Avram Avinu. I started also without a Rav, without a teacher, with no external assistance whatsoever. You too can also go and acquire Imuna as an eternal acquisition because you acquired it yourself. You didn't just get it. It's Zekeli. It's my God. If the kira is atzmacham, go learn who you are. Go and understand yourself. Teda miatem be'emes. Go know who you really, really are. Understand what it means to be a neshama. Chelok elokam imal. Teidu ki atem kalosa v'reosa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'leor HaKorazu atzlichu litmoded. When you understand who you really are, bonim Hashem l'Hashem Elokeichem, reyosi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you recognize that, you'll be matzliach. You'll be able to meet moded with any nisoyim. You'll be able to reach unbelievably high spiritual levels. Okay. This is unbelievable ideas. They're wonderful thoughts. They're gewaldig, aber ze lo magish kol kach kashur to me. They feel very, very elevated and very, very, this is an ideal. And we've been building this and understanding it. We come to Perek Yud. You'll see the Mashmoyis is the Mamasha Gemara. It's something we do every day, a couple of times a day. And we need to understand this. It's a big chiddush for a lot of people, this. What we said now is that there's two aspects. There's the performance aspect and there's a relationship aspect. Yeah, there are two homes. The one home that's being betafked properly, but the relationship is sick. The other one where the relationship is wonderful, but the performance is not so great. So we'll see how the Torah looks at those two things in our relationship with Hashem. And we'll see how you have to mishalev those two things. That's called Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Okay, let's see.
Why are they mutually exclusive?
They're not mutually exclusive. We were just setting up. No, that's a good point you've made, Yaboruch. Why are they mutually exclusive? They're not mutually exclusive. You need both. For sure you need both. He was just showing you, he was just teasing them apart to show if you could only have one, which one's gonna move you better, which is, you know, and because he was leading into what he wants to discuss now. That's called Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim and Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. That's the sugya we're going to be dealing with now, and we'll see that there's a very interesting knetcha which most people miss. If you chap this, then you, besides the fact that you got pshat in the Gemara, but you also have pshat every time you say Shema, you'll at least understand what you're doing. Let's see. Kashenamik v'zbayin b'koichas nafshenu, nevachach ki emuna zu hi Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. He held that this is called Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. This understanding who you really are, what the koichas of your nefesh is, the simuna, that is called Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Let's thresh out what does it mean, Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. The Yetzirah doesn't give a person time to think about these things. If you even try and speak to people about this, you'll see the conversation will go down another path very quickly. You engage somebody in this conversation, people aren't going to stick around very long. They're not interested in thinking about deep things like this today. To go into them, to understand it, to get deep into understanding who we are. The Yetzar is much more involved in getting people to do superficial stuff, frum stuff. Very frum stuff. I remember when the corona started, so, you know, everybody had something to say about, you know, we looked at what the corona was doing to us right in the early days, and everybody had something to say about what it was. You know, it was because we didn't behave properly in the shuls, we got thrown out the shuls, whatever. I remember Frank Waxman saying, the one of the things Hashem's telling us, where he wouldn't let us fly, is all these trips to the Kivrei Tzadikim. People are flying all over the world. It's become big business. It's become very fashionable to fly all over to all the Kivrei Tzadikim all over the world. You know? I'm not saying it's good or bad, you shouldn't do it, but it hit me as it struck me, is you're right, there could be something very not Jewish about doing something like that. Going to Kivrei Tzadikim is a wonderful thing. No one's going to argue with that. But spending that kind of money and going overseas and traveling and going and looking, whatever, I'm not talking about an individual person who wants to get up and he wants to go and he wants to go to the Vilna Gaon's Keva, who doesn't have a yearning to go to the Chofetz Chaim's Keva, whatever. But it's a ganze business. It's a big fashion show. It's become business. So that's what the Yetzar is interested in. He's very happy in people doing all sorts of weird and wonderful things. Okay, not that there's anything wrong with any of this in and of itself. Now, don't get me wrong now. I'm not saying you shouldn't go to Kivrei Tzadikim. It's a good thing to do. Chazal talk about it already. It's a wonderful thing to do. And segulas and ma'aser chasid, that's all good. You're missing the point. The Yetzar's mataraya is shelo natsu l'rege es merutzas achayim v'natchil la'amik l'izboinen mi anu be'emes. The Yetzar is very happy, very, very happy for you to run around and keep every chumrah and every mitzvah and run around and doing all these wonderful things. Just don't stop and think about who you really are. Don't find time to think. That was in Mitzrayim also, we saw. Parah kept them busy, because if they start thinking, they might discover who they are. A Yetzar yodei sheyedia kazu shehi chayderes el alev. The Yetzar knows that this, sitting, thinking, understanding who you are, getting in touch with what your relationship with Hashem is because you discovered who you are, that's Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Because everything's tolu on me, and because of me, the whole world exists because of me. That means Hashem's waiting for me. I've got work to do. Hashem has business with me. He didn't just create me and now I'm just running around here, this piece of meat running around this world doing my thing. No, we're in business together. He's waiting for me to do my bit. I have a unique job that only I can do. Do I know what that is? Have I found out? Have I even bothered to find out? Have I even sat down for 10 minutes to think about what it is? That's frightening. V'im kain alai linal eschai beyeter etzilut achrais mesirus. I have to take my life a little bit more serious. Doesn't mean you have to become a miserable, serious, heavy. No, it means you have to take life seriously. Take yourself seriously, because then you become a misery. But take your mission. Hashem gave you a job. Take it serious. Matamim elu ayetzem adif lastir et kol zois mitanu. Yetzora has a big investment in hiding all this from us. Humadif shenisha b'chutz dainu shelo neidav nekiris muhus ha-matana v'isha godol ha-metzapim lanu. He doesn't want you thinking about Olam Haba. He doesn't want you thinking about the reward in Olam Haba. He doesn't want you thinking about your relationship with Hashem now. He doesn't want you thinking about anything too much. He doesn't want you thinking bichlal, actually. But if you are going to be thinking, think about things that are not going to make a major significant difference to your life, like who am I? What's my tafkid in this world? Al tachshov al dvarim kailu. Ketetzah mikach namshich liyos atzuvim ubedukdokim. We carry on being miserable. V'natir la'atzmeinu heterim shoinim ubilti ritzuim. We allow ourselves all sorts of things that we wouldn't normally allow ourselves because money is ani miskin. I'm miserable, life's not going the way I wanted, things aren't happening, ani lo matzliach. Bishel hadimyoina shetifchanu la'atzmeinu shanaskukim l'rachamim. The Eitzora gets you to think, wow, I really need rachamim, shame, I'm such a low life, blah, 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 and therefore everything becomes mutter. The Yetzirah knows that the Ikka, the pinnacle of what it means, Yiddishkeit, he knows that what it's all about at the end of the day is this internal kesha that I have with Hashem. That he will take away from you with all the koiches. That's what Purim's about to a large extent. So what Hanukkah was about to a large extent, Purim for sure. Purim, the Yetzirah went after that Pnim in a way that we've never seen before. He went after the Hester. That's Megillas Esther. He wanted to be Megala, that which was hidden, and destroy it. That's where we live. But you can't survive without that. But that's what the Yetzirah wants. He wants you to be very busy in a lot of external stuff. Just don't ever go inside yourself and think about who you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are in that place.
You can't live without what? You're saying
Megillas Esther. You can't live without that inner connection. What Ahasuerus wanted to do was destroy that inner peace. He wanted to destroy that kesha that you have with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that Ein Sof, that place where we connect with the infinite. That's what he wanted to destroy. So you asked me to remember what I said 3 minutes ago. They all held on to it. They all did tshuva in the end. But he understood. He understood what the war was about. Yeah, he understood what the war was about. Yeah. But asking me to remember what I said 3 minutes ago, that's unfair. Okay, that's 30 seconds ago. Once it's out, it's gone. I don't know. Okay. Yeah, here's the Gemara. Okay, we've got a few minutes to bring it. Gemara, everybody knows this Gemara. It's a Pashut Gemara, but you'll see it's life-altering. And I don't say that often. Move a Gemara. Amri Bishua ben Kalcha. Lama Kodma. We're going to just learn a bit of Gemara here. I apologize if anybody wants to duck out now because Gemara is not for you. You're welcome. Of all this Gemara is, this is you see, I learn a stickle Gemara here. A Gemara that you've seen 100 times and it just slips past you. Amri Bishua ben Kalcha. Lama Kodma Pasha Shema. That means Shema and Vahafta. Levahayim Shemoya. We say Shema Yisrael. We started with saying Shema v'Avta Hashem Elokecha, and then we say V'Hayim Shemoya, right? So he wants to know, why do we do it in that order? Meaning the order should be you would first say V'Hayim Shemoya, and then say V'Avta Hashem Elokecha, yeah? That's what seems to be the mashmois of the question. What's the answer? Kadeshi Kabbal al Malchus Shemayim Tchila, because first you have to be Mekabal al Malchus Shemayim, V'Achakach Yekabal Alav al Mitzvahs. And afterwards, you mekabel all mitzvahs. Yeah, so the question is maybe you should think that you have to be mekabel all mitzvahs. And through doing the mitzvahs, eventually you'll come to develop a relationship with Hashem. No, kamash malan. First, you have to build a relationship with Hashem, and then you can do the mitzvahs. Now, we'll see, you have to do both, but the Gemara is telling you something very profound here. Hameiri shamavias divrei chazal b'midrash. Let's first see what he brings, the Meiri, and then maybe we'll talk about this. We don't have time here. Maybe tomorrow we'll pick that up. But the Meiri brings the Midrash like this. Moshe Lamelech Shenichnas Lemedina. Moshe, famous Moshe of the Meiri, the Midrash there. It's like a Melech. You have a king. He comes to a new place. Yotzib Na'ir L'Kroisev Amrulo. Gzora Leinu Gzairis. So the people come out to the Melech and they say, please make rules for us. Make Gzairis for us. Amalehem. He says to them, Shnia. Kiblu malchusai v'achachach tekablu gzerosai. First makabal my kingship. First makabal that I'm your king. Then you can be makabal my gzeiras. I can't come and start making gzeiras. You haven't even accepted me. You haven't coronated me yet. First you have to coronate me. Then we can start worrying about gzeiras. Kach hagdimu kabalus al-malchus shamayim v'pashas rishayna. So too, this is the Midrash. You first have to makabal al-malchus shamayim in the pashas rishayna. Then afterwards, you're going to the second parsha, which is talking about oil mitzvahs. What is Kabbalah's Kiblu Malchusai? That's imuna pshuta. Imunas in the Yichud, that means Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod. Echod there doesn't mean one, it means the only one, it means infinite. The Pasuk says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That means there is nothing other than Hashem. It doesn't mean there's one Hashem and not two. I don't need to say that every day to myself. I don't need to remind myself every day that there's only one Hashem, there aren't two Hashems. They said, I've got that. That's not Kabbalah Samach Hushamayim. Kabbalah Samach Hushamayim is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. There is nothing other than Hashem. So Echad, yeah, the translation of Echad in that Pasuk means infinite. Hashem is everything. There is nothing other than not Hashem. That's Kabbalah Samachu Shemaim. Hapasuk HaRishon Shal Kriya Shah Mechaven Otanu L'Mesiris Nefesh. And it mechavens you straight away that Pasuk to Mesiris Nefesh. You know, a guy comes into Balchuvi Yeshiva the first day, says, tell me what's going on here. You tell him you've got to give up your life. You know, you've got to be ready to die for God. You know, yeah, you're not going to be very successful in Kiruv. You know, you tell him about Cholent, and you tell him about you know, Shabbos and Yontif and Lachayim, and you know, and you know, when he's in, then you start telling him all these other things. You know, you don't teach him. You know, but that's what it is. Ala Adam Lidmois Vaday Tekila Eish Gedoy LeBoeres Lefonov. Person has to imagine in his head when he's saying Shema that there's this big fire burning in front of him. V'muchan likfotz l'soichoy. He's happy to jump in there. If they come and they threaten him that he's got to give up his imuna, you know, convert to Christianity, or we're going to throw you in the fire. That's the strongest love you can have for Hashem. That's Mesiris Nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that a person is prepared to give up his life L'man Hashem Yisparach. Yisayri Mizu, She Kiblu Malchusai Tumuna Hanocha Yisoydis Ki Ein Melech Beloam. There's another important lesson here. Remember, we'll stop with this. We'll pick up tomorrow Mitz Hashem. But the first thing you need to know about a melech, the second thing you know to be a melech, we looked at it now from the tzad of the am, that the am has to be prepared to give up his life, and the person has to be prepared for his life, l'man Hashem. But there's another aspect, from the melech's aspect, is that you can't have a melech without a people. Kol oyit shelo yigati lekore kaniya am shel melech, kol zman I haven't recognized that we the nation, I'm the person who Hashem is the king of, ubaladei lo tikun malchusoy, calls man that I don't understand that if Hashem doesn't have a people, he's not a king. There's a melech, it's only a melech if there's an am. If there's not am, you're not a king. Yeah? Who you ever heard of a king who doesn't have a people? I mean, that's like a, you know, the boss who doesn't have any workers. There's no such thing. He's not the boss. He's just him. He doesn't have any workers. So too, yeah. As a Kodesh Baruch Hu needs me kaviyochol in this marechet of the bria that he created, as and as long as I don't understand these two dynamics,
First of all, that I have to be prepared to give up my life for Hashem. And second of all, that of course, Baruch Hu needs me, Kaviyachol, because he created the world for me, and therefore he has business here with me. As a dying Loki Balti Ol Malchus Shemaim, you're still lacking in what's called Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemaim. Now, we say Shema every day, twice a day, three times a day, and we've been very busy being Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemaim, and we don't know what it is. I've asked lots of people this one, this Gemara. What's this Gemara telling me? First, Makabal Malchus Shemaim, then Makabal Mitzvahs. But everyone does it the opposite. Everybody does it exactly the opposite. Everybody's very frum and keeping all the mitzvahs. Not Medakdak, and you're asking about Hashem. I don't know who you're talking about. I haven't got a clue what Kabbalah Malchus Shemaim is. But the Gemara says you first have to be Makabal Malchus Shemaim before you Makabal Mitzvahs. Because if not, you don't have a Kabbalah Mitzvahs. That means you can be doing mitzvahs, but that's not called Kabbalah Ol Mitzvahs. Kabbalah Ol Mitzvahs is only when there's a melech, and he's made gzeiros, and now you're keeping the gzeiros of the melech. But Kol Zman is not the melech, because you haven't made him the melech, so then that's not Kabbalah Ol Mitzvahs either. That's posh. That's the poshut pshat in the Gemara. So it's very uncomfortable to think of like this, but what can I do? That's what the Gemara is teaching us. It also means another aspect, and that is there's a period of time. It's not in time, but it's in concept, that a person can be having a relationship with Hashem, valid relationship, Torah relationship with Hashem, before he's done any mitzvahs. In chronologically, time, that doesn't work. I'm not sure that's why in time it doesn't happen that way. But in concept, a person could have this relationship without the mitzvahs. You can have Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemaim without any mitzvahs. That's what the Gemara is telling you. You first Makabal Malchus Shemaim, and then you Makabal Mitzvahs. So conceptually, you could have a situation where you have the relationship, but there's no mitzvahs bichlal. That has to be threshed out and worked on. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick that up again.
Thank you very much.
I want to make a
comment. Just one second. Let's just get out of here. Zagazun, have a good day, Rabbi Sa. Adkan.